Space is a global commons. The moon is a global commons. According to UN treaties, we all own it. No country has the right to militarize it. But that's what they're doing, and they're building the equipment right now. And Lockheed Martin is into it up to its neck. Boeing, that makes planes, is into it up to its neck. TRW and Raytheon. Lockheed Martin, Boeing, TRW and Raytheon. Three stages of a ballistic missile traveling 5,000 miles, intercontinental. The boost phase going through the atmosphere 10 seconds. The transit phase about 25 minutes through space. And the terminal phase dropping here. Now, most Russian missiles and yours are MIRVed, multiple independent re-entry vehicles. 10 bombs on one missile, so it's much more effective to get it in the boost phase where you get 10 bombs than wait till the transit phase when the missile drops away and the bus continues with its passengers in it, the bombs, Pentagon language, and then the passengers are dropped off at various intervals and land accurately on the missile silos. So if you get the bomb going through the boost phase, it's great. Except there's no time for human intervention, so the battle management computer has to make the decision. So the whole of life on Earth will be dependent upon a computer which can never be tested, except in the heat of the battle. And if you knock out 10 hydrogen bombs going through the atmosphere, each has 10 pounds of plutonium in it. 1 pound, hypothetically, can give everyone on Earth cancer. That's 100 pounds of plutonium. That's medically contraindicated to do such a ghastly thing. Now, if they go through space, you've got 10 targets, 10 bombs, and if you blow up Mylar balloons, they look just like tumbling bombs going through space. So you have 100 Mylar balloons and 10 bombs, and your missile, your kill vehicle, doesn't know the difference between a Mylar balloon and a bomb. Well, it might be a bit cooler because it picks up the temperatures, but a temperature sensor. So you heat the Mylar balloons or you cool the bomb so they both have the same temperature. I mean, it's very complex science and it's great fun. And then you can get them in the terminal phase going through the atmosphere. So they're the three phases of missile defense, none of which will work. But it's going to violate the cornerstone of arms control, which is the anti-ballistic missile treaty, which George Bush has said in his wisdom he is going to violate in June.